is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We are at Fort Loramie. It's Shelby County Athletic League action. A boys contest between the Redskins and the visiting Jackson Center Tigers. So far on the year, Jackson Center has won 3, lost 2. Fort Loramie 3-4. Jackson Center's played a little better than Fort Loramie offensively. Redskins have been stout at the defensive end of the floor. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, it could be a low-scoring tilt. Whichever team starts to get out of the doldrums offensively and improve could lock this game up. But who knows? It may be played in the 30s. If somebody gets to 45, that's ring the victory bell.
You're probably right. I mean, both teams really trying to find their footing early in the season. I think Jackson is maybe a little bit ahead of Loramie, but Loramie, well coached and got some athletes. So, you know, we'll see how the season plays out.
This is an interesting rivalry. Over the last 21 games, Jackson Center leads the series during that span 14-7. But 10 of the 21 games, 10 of them, have been decided by 2 possessions or less. Last year, Fort Loramie upset Jackson Center by 3, 36-33. A year ago, the Tigers were 15-10, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center last season lost 6 games by 7 points or less. Fort Loramie a year ago came on strong at the end of the regular season and during the tournament. Won 9 of its last 14, did the Redskins. 12-13 overall, 6-6 in the SCAL. Played 3 overtime games, did Fort Loramie a year ago, lost two of them. Fort Loramie, so far this season, as I mentioned, has won three, suffered four setbacks. Jackson Center 3-2. Each team has beaten Houston. And each club is hoping to take a big step forward offensively. Will it be tonight? That's the case. When you look at scoring for these two clubs, Fort Loramie, Chuck, doesn't have a starter in double figures. Landon Dries at 9 a game. D.J. Barhorst at 8. Ian Grillo at 7.5. Jackson Center does have a couple double-digit scorers. Preston Sayre is at 13. Carter Kloffenstein at 15. Jackson Center scored some points against Botkins in the game we covered. But, boy, Botkins' defense just took the Tigers out of their offense most of the time and turned live ball turnovers into easy baskets.
It did. They scored a lot of points off turnovers. Preston Sayre had a good game for Jackson. I can't say that anybody else did that evening.
Right.
So, I mean, and they've got some talent. Preston Sayre is as good a shooter as there is in the league. And Kloffenstein is a senior, 6'3", gotten better and better every year. So, you know, I think that Jackson's, their season is going to get better. They just don't have a lot of depth. And on the other side, Mitch has just got to hope that these kids continue to listen to him, to run their offense, and to work on their shooting.
You hit on a common theme there seconds ago. Depth. Neither team's got much.
No.
You'll probably see six players for Loramie, seven, maybe eight for Jackson Center throughout this game tonight. Whichever club has a hot streak, scores three buckets in a row, might be enough to pull away and decide the outcome. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are as follows. Jackson Center needs to improve its defense. It didn't show up much of the game against Botkins. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie needs to kickstart the offensive end of the floor. Key building components for tonight's contest, which opened the doors for success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber centers, home dealers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze in Arushi. Also, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Shelby County Veteran Services, a longtime sponsor, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. 498-7282. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We have just under 6 minutes left in the junior varsity tilt tonight here at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center is in the lead comfortably at 40-22. We also saw the close of the freshman game. And, Chuck, I don't remember who won that.
Loramie won that one.
Okay, so with Jackson Center up 18 here in the JV game, the two clubs on the verge of splitting the initial two contest tonight. Varsity tilt is the rubber game.
There you go.
Keep in mind here on Scores Broadcast, we are on the road on Friday at Marion Local. A real good chance to see the Red Hot Flyers, who I've been told are every bit as good as a year ago, maybe better. Anna trying to enhance its game, takes on the Flyers at the Marion Local Gym this coming Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime long about 6:30 or so, maybe a little sooner if that JV tilt is executed in pretty fast fashion. Here tonight, things running a little bit behind. We may not tip this varsity game, Chuck, till what, 7:30 or so, maybe later.
It could be even a little bit later than that. When I walked in and it was halftime of the freshman game, I went, going to be a long night.
We've got more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. The Tigers are in town from Jackson Center to take on the Fort Loramie Redskins in an SCAL boys tilt here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meijer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meijer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s, to get your car or truck running right.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. JV game is tightened up. Fort Loramie with a hot streak. First half of the fourth quarter to cut a 20-point deficit down to 11. Jackson Center 40, Fort Loramie 29. Players performing quite well here in the JV game for Jackson Center. Keelan Fuller, Brody Gross, and Gus Starr. For Fort Loramie, Jaden Luthman, Cooper Meijer, and Wyatt Holdhouse. 40-29, Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie. An 11-point advantage with 3:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Two coaches competing against each other in the varsity tilt tonight have been the head men at their respective programs for 3 years. Aaron Kloffenstein, 3 years at Jackson Center, and Mitch Westerheide, 3 years at Fort Loramie. Aaron graduated from Jackson Center, played for Coach Scott Elkert during his high school days. And when he got hired on as a high school math teacher in 2014, there was an opening on the coaching staff in basketball. He became the JV coach. He was on the staff under Coach Scott Elkert in various capacities for about 9 seasons. Also served as the golf coach for 3 years. Of course, Scott Elkert at Jackson Center was there for 23 campaigns spanning 2 stints. And Aaron learned under him, pretty good teacher, Chuck, to be tutored by.
Yeah, well, he taught every phase of the game because he coached every phase of the game. And that's and Jackson Center was well known for their defense. But, boy, their defense spurred their offense. And Coach Aaron is trying to get the same sort of situation going now with this team.
Mitch Westerheide, head man here at Fort Loramie, was a member of the first varsity football team at Fort Loramie High School. That was way back in the year 2005, as I recall. Mitch was the head basketball coach briefly for a season at Milton Union. He had assisting stints at Graham and here at Fort Loramie prior to being named the athletic director at Fort Loramie back in 2018. He's been on board as the head basketball coach for 3 seasons. He's interned in other athletic departments, enjoys coaching, improving the skills of young student athletes. He's also had experiences in the private sector. Both passionate head coaches. That's how I would describe them. Aaron Kloffenstein, Mitch Westerheide, each with bright futures in the coaching profession.
Oh, absolutely. And you can just tell watching the kids play that they play hard for them, and that's what you want as a coach.
Yeah, it was in 2005 when Coach Westerheide played for the late John McCumber, who was the inaugural varsity head football coach at Fort Loramie High School. He built up the program from the ground up after 2 years of junior varsity football. And Mitch Westerheide was an offensive running back, a defensive back in the secondary. And I often tell the story that the late John McCumber said about Mitch Westerheide on defense. He said Mitch always brags about the fact that against Minster in 2005, 23 tackles were recorded by Mitch Westerheide, according to Mitch. And Coach McCumber always said, well, half of those were out of bounds.
Yeah. That's a good ask. A good one, though.
It's funny how the tails grow and grow and grow over the years. But we've got good high school action for you tonight. Could be a low-scoring game. Might be very even in the last 21 meetings between the two clubs. 10 games between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Varsity boys basketball have been decided by 2 possessions or less. 40-32, Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie by 8. A minute 52 left in the JV tilt. We've got more pregame for you in just a few minutes. The Tigers and the Redskins tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com in Rushi. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Up Jackson Center has just canned a free throw to not put this game in the bag completely yet, but the Tigers lead the JV game over Fort Loramie by 8 with 38.8 seconds to go. And the Redskins have the ball. Fort Loramie was once down 40-20, but has been on a 15-3 run over the last several minutes. Here's a three ball by Fort Loramie, and it's good by Cooper Meyer. And it's now 43-38. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie by 5 late in the JV game with 25.8 seconds to go. We'll have the start of the varsity tilt in about 15 minutes. Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We pay tribute to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. The Scores founding partner couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the efforts of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which came to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment's been on the air with us ever since. Thank you so much, originating partner, founding sponsor, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A lot of gratitude to Osgood Bank, now in Rushi. We promoted the opening this past spring during the baseball season. Osgood Bank now in Rushi, along with locations in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, in Chickasaw, and in Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Bodkins appears here in the early part of the season, Chuck, to have the upper hand in boys high school basketball. Better start than I think a lot of people imagined for Bodkins. Very decisive victory at home in a game we covered recently over Jackson Center. I don't think anybody expected the Trojans to jump out. 6-0 overall, 5-0 in league play just after Christmas. But here they are rolling. We'll have Bodkins coming up in the near future on the road at Minster and home against Marion Local. Those will be two challenging tests in the MAC for Bodkins.
Right. Well, I mean, that could be where their challenges come from is the MAC.
Yep. And I think everybody in the MAC except Minster, New Knoxville, and Delphus are D6. Those three I just mentioned are D7. And probably none of those three will be in Bodkins region, Southwest region D7. Delphus St. John's, mighty good. Cam Elwer pouring in 30 to 40 points a night. Outstanding long-range shooter with great accuracy. Be anxious to see when the first state polls come out who's atop the leaderboard in D7? Probably Delta St. John's.
I would think so, but most sports writers don't know what they're talking about, so it could be anybody.
Bodkins will be right up there challenging, no doubt about it. Bodkins 5-0 in league play, 6-0 overall, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, and a 2-1 in the league, 3-3 on the year. At Jackson Center, 2-1 in the SCAL, 3-2 on the campaign. Fort Loramie is 2-2 in the SCAL, 3-4 overall. Rushi 2-2, 4-4. Fairlawn 1-3, 4-3 on the season. Houston 0-5, 0-9. Terrific finish to the JV game.
Terrible finish to the JV game is what it was.
Believe it or not, it wound up a tie. 43-43, 3-minute overtime upcoming. What a run by the Fort Loramie Junior Varsity, outscoring Jackson Center over the last 6-7 minutes of the game, 23-3.
Well, I was going to go down and tell the JV coach from Jackson, if you throw it all the way down to the other end, at least they'll have to dribble it back down before they shoot the layup. But I didn't get a chance to get that to him, so it's the longest night of the year is now overtime.
Yep, the Fort Loramie Redskins shot it extremely well down the stretch, and Jackson Center made some gaffes, numerous mistakes.
Yeah.
And blew a 20-point lead, and thus our varsity game will not start now till probably well after 7:30. It's going to be a late night here at Fort Loramie this evening. On the girls' side of the ledger, Fort Loramie and Rushi are both 5-0. They've got a titanic struggle upcoming this Saturday at Rushi. It is a quadruple header on Saturday beginning at noon at Rushi High School. Girls JVs, boys JVs, then girls varsity, boys varsity. And we'll be on the air at approximately, 2:15, 2:30 for the girls varsity game, which will precede the boys varsity contest, which should commence along around 4:30 or so. So Saturday, we'll broadcast two games and be away, long gone from the Rushi Gym by 6:30, 7 o'clock. But Fort Loramie and Rushi girls are both 5-0. Rushi 10-2 overall, Fort Loramie 6-3. Fort Loramie recently beat Jackson Center 55-30. Rushi topped Bodkins 49-24. Anna 4-2 in the league, 6-4 on the year. Anna beat Ansonia in the New Bremen Holiday Tournament, 47-43. Bodkins 2-3, 4-7. Houston 2-3, 6-5. Jackson Center 0-5 in the league, 2-7 on the year. Fairlawn 0-5, 2-6. Other action tonight in the area, including Shelby County Athletic League programs. Houston boys are at Newton. Of course, Jackson Center is here against Fort Loramie. Rushi boys play in the Covington Holiday Tournament. Anna girls take part in the New Bremen Holiday Event. And also in girls action, Triad is at Fairlawn. This coming Friday, as we've noted for you, Anna's at Marion Local. We've got the call of that game on the air around 6:15 to 6:30 on scoresbroadcast.com from the hangar in Maria Stein. Anna Marion Local this Friday night. Big array of games this coming Saturday. Bodkins boys at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center hosts Fairlawn. Fort Loramie's at Rushi, as we noted in the late afternoon. Houston boys are at Mississinewa Valley. St. Henry's at Anna. In boys action on Saturday. In girls contest, Bodkins at Houston, Fairlawn at Jackson Center. Rushi hosts Fort Loramie, as we noted, and Versailles plays at Anna in what promises to be a very good high school girls basketball contest featuring the MAC and the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center shooting free throws to break a 43-43 tie here in the overtime session of the JV game. Shot is good Jackson Center 44, Fort Laramie 43. Varsity tilt yet to come, and it's still a good 20 minutes away or so. Freshman game ran long. JV game is running longer, and our varsity tilt will not get underway until well past 7:30. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy.
Looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars $1,000 to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, as you can hear, the Fort Loramie Pep Band is striking up in the background. Jackson Center did defeat Fort Loramie in the JV tilt. Good overtime performance for Jackson Center. And the game got tied at 43 at the end of regulation. Jackson Center pulled away in the three-minute extra period. Apologize for losing our listeners there for about 30 or 40 seconds. I don't know what happened. Bleachers jerked. The cable became loose just briefly. Virtually tightened itself back up on its own. We still had internet, according to our laptop computer. It wasn't like the internet went down for a real short stretch, although we don't know for a fact that we didn't have internet, but we think we still had it. Nonetheless, we are online on the internet now with high school basketball varsity tilt just around the corner. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center upcoming. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Schaefer Market sample our hot daily lunches, and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. That's on North Main and Fort Loramie. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Grab the Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. See all those new items, as well as your old favorites, too. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And here in the month of December, the Gallon Giveback Program at Schaefer Market assist the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. More coming up from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Redskins and Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Redskins and Tigers go at it. Last 21 meetings from 2016-17 to 2024-25. Jackson Center has won 14 of those 21 contests. 10 games, however, decided by two possessions or less. Tigers have won 6 of the last 7. Fort Loramie upset Jackson Center last year, 36-33. Tigers, by the way, 3-0 in district tourney contests against Fort Loramie. Jackson Center earned 2-game sweeps over the Redskins in 2019-20 and 2023-24, and 3-game sweeps in seasons ending in March of 17 and March of 23. Redskins earned a 2-game sweep in the 17-18 campaign. Tigers won the lone overtime meeting 40-35 in 2016-17. Say you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Guyer's. You see, when Gus Guyer started Guyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. That's Guyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating more than 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Both teams back out on the floor playing the national anthem and the introduction of the starting lineups on the public address are just around the corner. Opening tip in about 5 minutes. Hey, the Sydney Frisches on Route 47 just west of I-75 in Sydney has never left you. It's still there going strong. Michigan Avenue just west of I-75, as popular as ever before. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie served right through the Christmas holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every night. More popular than ever before is Frisch's new dinner menu featuring spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Running late tonight, very late. Freshman game was lengthy. JV game got tied in the fourth quarter by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center won that extended affair in overtime. Thus, we've got a varsity game, Chuck, that is not going to tip off until about 7:45 or 7:46. And that's about as late in these days as you can have a varsity game begin, given the way more often than not the JV contests get played in an hour, hour 10, and now you're down to 15 minutes between games. Unlike down at Alter the other night, they put 25 minutes on the board.
But glad I wasn't there. I would have gone down to the scorer's table and talked to them.
You're right. The team that warms up shooting the basketball probably will have the upper hand here tonight. Jackson Center has clearly played better on the campaign offensively than Fort Loramie. The Redskins finished the year last season one of the top couple defensive teams in the league, are playing very solidly at the defensive end again this year, but finding the points hard to come by. A real tight win by Fort Loramie over New Bremen. Tough luck loss here recently to Anna. Both of those were OT sessions. Don't be surprised if this game is not another overtime battle between the two clubs, which have played 10 games in the last 21 meetings, down to two possessions or less. That's how tight they have been.
Yeah, I mean, you expect it to be close. Both teams, yeah, they're well coached. They're going to try to do the right thing. Not as athletic as they've been in the past, but there's not much you can do about that. All you can do is coach them, and you will see two well-coached teams out here tonight.
And at 8 or 10 points a quarter and no 20-point bust-outs in one period, you're likely to have a pretty close finish in the fourth period.
Right.
will return. Opening tip upcoming. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie home here against Jackson Center tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Starting lineups being introduced here tonight at Fort Loramie. First for the Jackson Center Tigers, Preston Sayre at a wing, 6'2 senior, 13 points a game, 30% three-point shooter. Anderson Fark, 6'2 junior. At six per outing, also in the opening five. Brendan Sayre, 6 foot sophomore, 42% 3-point shooter, 9 points per contest. Dane Reese, 6'1 soft, and Carter Kloffenstein, a 6'3 senior, 15 points a game. He rounds out the starting five for Jackson Center. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Tanner Heckman, 6'4 sophomore in the opening five, with Ian Grillo, a 6'1" junior. Aiden Burning, a 6'1" junior, is at the point. Landon Dreese at a forward. He is a 6'4 senior, along with DJ Barhorst at a wing, a 6'2" senior. Dreese at 9 points a game, Barhorst at 8. Grillo at 7.5. Heckman averaging 6 rebounds plus per outing. Real good overall height, Chuck, on the floor for both teams. Jackson Center, 6'2", 6'2", 6 feet tall, 6'1", 6'3". Fort Loramie, 6'2", 6'4", 6'1", 6'1", 6'4".
Yep. Yeah, size is not a problem.
Exactly. Fort Loramie in the home, white, red numbers outlined in black. Jackson Center in the road gray, orange numerals, black trim. And it is Carter Kloffenstein, jumping center for Jackson Center. Landon Dreese for the Fort Loramie Redskins. We'll go from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here tonight at Fort Loramie. Opening tip to start goes to Preston Sayre of Jackson Center. Gives it off in the right corner to Fark. On top to Brendan Sayre right away. Holding foul in the paint against the Redskins.
Yeah, Sayre tried to cut through the lane, and he just reached out and nailed him. I think it was on Grillo.
12 seconds in, defensive foul in Fort Loramie. Ball inbound at Jackson Center, right corner. Fark unloads a three. It hits the flange, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, forecourt to our left. Straight away it's Dreese. Popping out to catch, DJ Barhorst. Top of the circle, fed to Grillo. Ian gives it up to Burning. Left corner, fakes right, goes left. Baseline J, hits it. Burning gets Fort Loramie off and running with a two-point basket, a 16-footer. Here is Jackson Center, forecourt to our right. Reese back to the basket. Feeds Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein from the left flank, enters the paint, leaves it behind him for Preston Sayre, and out of Fark. Fort Loramie playing good, tight man-to-man defense. Minute 15 played, 2-0 Fort Loramie, nearly a travel on Jackson Center. Fark dribble drive into the lane area, leaves it behind him for Kloffenstein. Now on the arc to Fark. 6:35 to go in the first. Jackson Center working long and hard during this possession. Sayre, high left, cross court to Fark. High right it goes from Preston to Brendan. Back near side to Fark, who sets up and shoots the three. Swish! He's got it. 3-2 Jackson Center. You won't work for a three-point field goal much harder than that, Chuck.
No. They got a lot of good ball movement that time and found him for wide open three.
Here's Landon Dreese on the weave. Gives it to Barhorst. 30 feet away to Tanner Heckman out near the center circle Redskins logo. Ball fed to Grillo. He dives into the lane. Burrows underneath the Tiger defender who's hovering over him. Shoots it up there. Missed it. No good. Rebound Tigers. Forecourt right. Reese. To Brendan Sayre to Preston. Ball skipped cross court to Fark. Jackson Center is one of those teams, Chuck, which if it gets scoring from one more young man on the floor, in addition to Preston, Sayre, and Kloffenstein, it could be pretty tough to defend.
Well, the first night I saw him play, it was Kloffenstein and it was Brendan Sayre,
yep,
that did the scoring. Preston didn't have a lot that night at Botkins.
3-2, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie slaps the ball out of bounds. Ball lobbed in cross court to Kloffenstein. Starts to drive, pulls up from 12, and hits it. I said to Kloffenstein, it wasn't 42, it was 32. Dane Reese on the two-pointer. Good-looking one-on-one move. He stopped and popped. A good J, nailed it. Here's Fort Loramie, forecourt. Ball poked away by Jackson Center. Steal. Preston Sayre throws it away. Oh, here's a bust out by Fort Loramie. Tanner Heckman takes it 60 feet to the cup. Up and in, and it's 5-4. Careless offensive passing by Jackson Center. An easy two for Heckman. He is the football quarterback for head coach Spencer Wells. And Jackson Center, lo and behold, coughs it up once again. Center line, Fort Loramie off and running. DJ Barhorst with the finish. He scooped up the loose ball and laid in a pair. 6-5, Fort Loramie, 4:26 left in the first. Timeout Tigers on scores, broadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Up the Fort Laramie Redskins, Chuck, turn a couple live ball turnovers from Jackson Center into 4 points.
Picked them at midcourt twice.
Tigers had the basketball to the right of the center line. It's Brendan Sayre. 1 point lead, Fort Laramie. Well, it was a 1 point lead until Jackson Center made a 12-foot jump shot right below the foul stripe. A couple hoops by Dane Reese.
Yeah. Now.
Reese giving Jackson Center a lift with two made field goals here in the opening quarter. 7-6 Jackson Center. Fort Laramie has it. It's Dreese. Starts into the lane, throws it out back. It's near midcourt. Heckman tracks it down. Gives it up to Aiden Burning. Burning barges down the left side of the lane. Probes the paint area. Fouled on the shot.
No, caught it on the drive.
It was not on the shot attempt. It's ruled common. Ball out of bounds to Fort Laramie, left of the rim. 3:43 to go in the first. 7-6 Jackson Center.
With Dane Reese, a 6'1" sophomore, if he starts getting offense, out of him, they're going to be in good shape.
Yep. Fort Laramie inbounds to Dreese at the foul line. Inbounds play. Good shot for Dreese. Off to the right. Rebound of a Jackson Center. Preston Sayre down the floor. Gives it up in the right corner to Ian Stengel, who's in. And the ball is dumped down inside to Kloffenstein. Good spin move off the backboard. Good for two. Kloffenstein, a fielder for the Tigers, who lead it 9-6. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Here's Fort Laramie, a little out of control. Driving through the lane, Tanner Eilerman in off the bench. And he lost the ball out of bounds. Eilerman, a 6'3" freshman. Outstanding wide receiver in football. In fact, I think he was... Tops among receivers in the Northwest Conference this past campaign. That's saying something, Chuck. Freshman earns...
Oh, he was tough.
Earns the top numbers in the NWC. Freshman wideout for Fort Laramie.
When we just said this first game at Minster, he was outstanding.
Here is a mistake by Fort Laramie, which coughs it up. Preston Sayre down the floor, whirling and twirling in the lane. Left hand, no, off the glass. Rebound bumped off the end of the court to Jackson Center, and the Redskins will bring it down, trailing 9-6. 2:48 left in the first. Probably a few more points scored already here in the opening quarter than we might have thought.
Yep.
DJ Barhorst on the arc. Gives it up to Landon Dreese. Near side, Tanner Heckman. Ball dealt to Barhorst. Out back, three-point jumper, Landon Dreese. Bombs away. He's got it. Drilled in there by Dreese. Good shooter. Tied at 9. 2:18 left, opening period of play. Deep right corner, Jackson Center handles. Get off the bench for the Tigers is Ian Stengel. Top of the circle, it goes to Kloffenstein. Outside the arc on the right to Stengel. Out of Brendan Sayre. Very good, tight man-to-man defensive of both teams. Each club, though, shooting it pretty well. 9-all tie. Under 2 to play opening quarter. Here is Kloffenstein working hard down the right side of the lane. And he navigates the edge of the paint area. Knows he's going to draw contact. Gets the ball up in the air out of his hands. And he will shoot 2. A sly maneuver by Carter, 6'3 senior. This, of course, not his first rodeo. He's pretty adept at drawing those two-shot fouls. He nails the free one, 10-9, Jackson Center, 1:47 to go, opening quarter. Ian Grillo is checked out for Fort Loramie. As Kloffenstein connects twice at the stripe. 11-9 Jackson Center. Here comes Fort Loramie at midcourt with the ball. It is D.J. Barhorst. Barhorst, a 6'2 guard. High dribble, veers left on the arc against Brendan Sayre. Goes foul line to the fadeaway jump shooter. It is Dreese, short, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Tigers on the hurry up to Preston Sayre. Gives it to Stengel deep in the left corner. 11-9 Tigers. A minute 20 left in the first. Dribbling 25 feet away for Jackson Center is Gus Starr, 5'10 senior, or I should say a 6'3 freshman who played one heck of a JV game. He's crowded and fouled. It is common. Jackson Center will enter at side court. Leading by 2, 11-9, with a minute 17 to go in the first.
I'm glad they did away with that. You could only play five quarters in a night JV in varsity. That was the most ridiculous rule ever.
Oh, yeah, let them play.
These kids could play 12 hours and not get tired.
Exactly. Give these small school programs an opportunity to play as many people, as many minutes as possible.
Yeah,
moving
absolutely.
Screen. Yep, moving screen against the Tigers out on the court. Two-point lead, Jackson Center. Fort Loramie gets the ball. So what is the number now, Chuck? Is it 6-7?
I don't think there's any limit.
It's wide open.
Yeah, you can play.
You want to play 8? Play 8.
Well, you're not going to play a kid that you want 4 quarters of varsity, 4 quarters of JV, you wouldn't think. But.
Right. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Johnston Hollenbacher, 6-foot senior, is on the floor. Looped it out back to Tanner Eilerman. Fort Loramie's gone at least 7 deep so far in this game. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fadeaway jump shot, foul line left by Aiden Burning. Hits the front rim twice, hangs, falls off. Didn't get the shooter's roll. Rebound Jackson Center with 20 seconds to go in the first. Here's DJ Barhorst on Preston Sayre at midcourt. Sayre dribbling at the Fort Loramie logo with 10, with 9. Preston to Brendan Sayre. 6-5. Brendan gets a screen from Stengel. Goes on the arc to Preston Sayre. Fadeaway 3 from the right flank at the buzzer. Off the back iron. No good. Would have counted had it gone. 11-9 Jackson Center after 1 over Fort Loramie. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Very good first quarter for a couple of Jackson Center Tigers. Dane Reese with 4, Carter Kloffenstein with 4. 4 different players scored for Fort Loramie. 11-9 Tigers as we start period number 2. Fort Loramie attacks to our left. Tanner Heckman at the elbow on the left, back to the basket. Throws back on the arc to Landon Dreese, who fakes left, goes right. Gets to the elbow, doesn't shoot. Feeds right corner to a teammate who drives below the rim. Ball thrown back to the arc to Landon Dreese. Dreese a bit off balance, starts down the right side of the lane, extends the arm, and it's an offensive foul.
That was the correct call. I thought he was going to miss it, but he got it right.
11-9 Tigers. Opening half minute, quarter number two. Good defense by Jackson Center there. Midcourt Tigers, Preston Sayre. High right, he goes to Dane Reese. Reese being checked by Landon Dries. Ball thrown right baseline. Kloffenstein open from 16. Ooh, it lipped the rim. Good, strong rebound. But Tanner Heckman, who leads the club in boards, foul over the shoulder, Jackson Center. 7-11 left to go here in the second. 11-9. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie by a bucket. Far left side of the floor, Fort Loramie throws. Intended on the play for Eilerman, picked off. Nice interception by Preston Sayre of Jackson Center. He darts down the lane, feeds the three-point shooter out of the right corner. It's Brendan Sayre, heavy on the shot. Weak side rebound, Jackson Center. Preston Sayre gets it. Jumper from 16, short. Off the ring. Rebound Redskins, foul Tigers.
Two good looks that time for the Tigers. Just couldn't make them, couldn't drop them.
Exactly. Yep, a couple of very good looks. Second 11-9. Jackson Center ahead by a field goal. 6.5 to go till halftime. Ball thrown down the left side to Fort Loramie. It's mishandled. Wide throw. Goes out of bounds. And Redskins have had a surplus of turnovers in the last several possessions.
That was an unforced error. There was no pressure on the pass. He just threw it away.
Exactly. Here comes Jackson Center. Fark outside the arc on the right. Swings it straight away to Brendan Sayre. Errant pass into the post for Kloffenstein. Ball is free. Gobbled up by Tanner Heckman of Fort Loramie. Mistake, Tigers. Here's a dribble drive through the top of the circle, but Tanner Eilerman for Fort Loramie doesn't shoot the 16-footer. Feeds a teammate in the right corner. It's DJ Barhorst with a splendid drive to the basket. Boy, he wheeled down the baseline, stormed to the rack for two to tie this game at 11. 5:50 to go here in the first half. In the post for Jackson Center momentarily there was Starr, who gave it up on the arc to Brendan Sayre. Deep right corner, Preston. Tries to find Kloffenstein in the post. It's telegraphed, picked off on the play by Fort Loramie. Tanner Heckman bores his way down the floor, leaves it out back for teammate Tanner Eilerman. Heckman straight on. Back to the basket from 15, gives it up to Burning. Burning at the foul stripe, on the arc to the long three-point shooter, it's Dries. A little heavy on the shot, rebound kicks out beyond the top of the key. Redskins get it back.
That's quite a hustle play that time by Heckman.
Aiden Burning with the ball, tied at 11, 4:50 to go, second quarter. Tanner Heckman down the right side, gives it up on the play to Burning. Burning rotates to the Fort Loramie logo. Ball caught, elbow left. It's Dries back to the basket. Straight away to Heckman, holding foul in the lane area as the Tigers hung on to a cutter from Fort Loramie. 4:41 to go in a second quarter, Chuck, which hasn't had many points scored.
Two.
Ball lobbed into the left corner to Landon Dries. Gives it up behind him to Aiden Burning. Long 25-footer. It is off the rim, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. And there go the Tigers in a hurry up. Haste makes waste. It goes out of bounds. We're stuck at an 11-11 deadlock. Half the second quarter in the books. Fort Loramie pitches the ball left wing. It's DJ Barhorst. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Puts up a one-hander, no good. Fine offensive rebound, but Tanner Heckman, that's what he does so well. He crashes the boards. Got the putback. Fort Loramie up a field goal. Under four to play in the second. Kloffenstein straight on for Jackson Center. Looks to the post, no one home. Out back to Brendan Sayre. Ball goes left wing to Preston Sayer. Good feed down inside to Kloffenstein, who hands to Preston, who took it right to the cup, and he was fouled, and he gets two.
Sayer at the line, shoot two.
Good teamwork with the Tigers. Preston Sayer, a couple of foul shots for his trouble. Swishes the first, and it's 13-12. Tigers down one, 3:49 to go. Second quarter, both shots by Sayer. Spot on, even up at 13.
It's a good looking free throw.
Yep, he is an outstanding free throw shooter, Preston Sayer, for Jackson Center. Burning outside the arc on the right, back to the basket at the elbow now. Hits a cutter coming in from the left corner. It is caught by Barhorst on the dribble, up and good. Well done by Barhorst. He's a good slasher.
Yeah, that was a good backdoor play that time.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done by the Redskins. Good execution. 15-13 Fort Loramie. Preston Sayer, good look. Three-point line. Front rim, backboard, no good. Oh, a dynamite offensive rebound, though, by Brendan Sayer of Jackson Center, who feeds the three-point shooter in the left corner. It's Carter Kloffenstein, who unloads, gets the friendly bounce off the rim, not once, but twice. It hangs on the iron and goes down. Three-point shot, Kloffenstein. 16-15 Tigers. Shot appeared to be off the mark, but it hit the ring twice and went in. And then Fort Loramie counters with a DJ Barhorst three that's dead on the money, and it rattles in and out. So goes the game of basketball. Here's a long three ball by Jackson Center straight away. It is good. A bomb poured in from distance. The 15, Ian Stengel. A long one from downtown, and it forces a Fort Loramie timeout as the Tigers have inched in front before with 2:27 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Jackson Center has earned the biggest lead of this game. 4 points, 19-15. 2:21 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie has the basketball to our left. Aiden Burning, top of the circle, hands it off on the play to Tanner Heckman. Heckman to Barhorst, goes baseline to the jump shooter, and it's good. Tanner Eilerman, good-looking floater from 12.
Nice shot.
19-17, two-point lead Jackson Center, a minute 53 to go, second quarter. Here is Ian Stengel outside the arc on the right. Looks to the post for a teammate. Jackson Center guilty of a push-off. And on the Tigers, that's foul number four here in the quarter. Couple of fouls on Fort Loramie here in this period.
That's two fouls on Preston Sayers, the big deal on that call.
Yep. Preston's got a couple of personals for Fort Loramie. Two fouls in this game on Landon Dries. Speaking of Dries, he's got the ball, gives it up 25 feet away on the left to DJ Barhorst. Open player down inside, caught it, was immediately double-teamed, triple-teamed. It's loose, gray shirts, white shirts. Jackson Center managed to garner possession and get a timeout called. A minute 25 to go in the second. Jackson Center 19, Fort Loramie 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
At Jackson Center a moment ago led before 19-15. Biggest cushion in this game at that point in time. Fort Loramie's generated 2 points. It's now a two-point contest with a minute 16 and counting left to go here in the second quarter. Preston Sayre down the floor for the Tigers. Throws it far left wing to Anderson Fark, and bodies collide. Foul on Fort Loramie.
Foul's on Heckman. That's his first.
Number three on the Redskins in the quarter. Next one in Jackson Center will produce free throws for Fort Loramie. Four on the Tigers, three on the Redskins. Here's Kloffenstein, mishandles, gets it back 25 feet away. Goes top of the circle to Stengel, left side to Fark. Here's Brendan Sayre on the weave. 49 seconds left in the first half of play. 19-17 Tigers. Anderson Fark on the bounce. 25 feet out, near side to Preston Sayre. He peers into the post. Thought about driving, couldn't do it. Gave it up on the play to Stengel. Now to Brendan Sayre with a half minute to go in the second quarter. Sayre retreats to midcourt. He is picked up way out on the hardwood by Tanner Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Ball goes down the left side to Fark with 17 to play in the half. Jackson Center continues to milk the clock. Tigers playing for one. Brendan Sayre, 30 feet out, 8 seconds to go. On a weave to Kloffenstein. Throws right corner. Uh-oh, the shot is swished. But long before that, a whistle juck and a moving screen.
Fouls on Park. His second.
4.6 to go, first half, 19-17. Jackson Center up two. Fort Loramie with 4.6 to go. Ball inbounded to Landon Dreese. He runs up the left side of the floor. Got away with a run, a walk. Got a shot off. It wasn't close. That's how the first half ends. Low scoring second quarter. Jackson Center up a deuce at halftime. Tigers 19, Redskins 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Two-point lead, Jackson Center here at intermission. We're on pace for 35 or 40 points to win this game. 19-17 lead for the Tigers. Our halftime report being brought to you by Borchers. A family floor center located in Fort Loramie, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Jackson's got a 9-5 rebounding advantage. Each team has two offensive rebounds. Both teams turned the ball over six times in the first half. Loramie did not go to the free throw line, so they didn't miss any. Jackson was 4-4 from the free throw line. They were led by Carter Kloppenstein with 7. Then they got 4 from Dane Reese, 3 each from Stengel and Anderson Fart, 2 free throws from Preston Sayre. They scored 11 and 8, 19 for the first half. Loramie led by Barhorst. He had 6. They got 4 from Tanner Heckman. They got 3 from Dries and 2 each from Aiden Burning and Tanner Eilerman. They scored 9 and 8, and they trail it 19-17 at the half.
A 2-point lead for the Tigers. Biggest separation in this game was 4 late in that second quarter when Jackson Center was up 19-15. Should be a tight one all the way to the finish. In the last 21 meetings, 10 contests between these two clubs have been decided by 2 possessions or less. Another close encounter tonight between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Tail end of halftime at the Fort Loramie High School gym, 19-17. Jackson Center boys lead Fort Loramie by two.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, if you like offense, you came to the wrong gym. But if you like a well-played defensive game where both teams are really having to run their offense to score, you came to the right place.
And a contest with an outcome that is very much in doubt, that is for sure. Here's Jackson Center with the ball to start the third quarter. Top of the circle, it is Dane Reese with it. Feeds down low below the rim to Kloffenstein on the arc to Fark. He dives into the lane, pivots, fades away, hits the rim, backboard no good. Following in the lane is Preston Sayre with the six-footer. It missed. Rebound to Fort Loramie. 19-17, Tigers up two. 7:20 left to go in the third. Aiden Burning on the arc for Fort Loramie. Burning feeds, right flank, D.J. Barhorst, who knifes into the paint area below the foul line. Short, airballed the jumper, out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Yeah, he tried to guide it up there instead of just going ahead and shooting it.
He got himself free, good one-on-one move.
Absolutely.
He just did not convert.
Nope.
Minute gone, third quarter. Tigers still up two, biggest lead in this game, four. And there is miscommunication as Preston Sayre at the top of the circle. Whistle to pass. Right flank for Dane Reese. Well off the mark. Out of bounds. Reese went one way, and the passer thought Reese was going the other direction. Minute 15 gone here in the third. Top of the circle, Bar Horse for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Burning in the left corner. Now to Dries, who steps inside the arc. Ball fed to Tanner Heckman. Look at him go to work. Spinning down the lane. Heckman strong to the rack. Off the backboard for two. We're tied at 19. Splendid move by Heckman of Fort Loramie. Four straight points for the Redskins, overlapping the second and third quarters. Loffenstein gives it up to Preston Sayre. Here's a long launch. Three-pointer off to the left. Rebound stabbed out by Fort Loramie. Pretty good defensive job done by Fort Loramie on Preston Sayre.
He's had a couple of decent looks, but he's had to really work for what he's gotten.
Preston into the lane to Carter Kloffenstein. Fadeaway shot blocked on the play by Landon Dries. Loose ball rebound foul against Jackson Center. Yep, Fort Loramie's outplayed Jackson Center first couple minutes, third quarter. Game tied at 19. One of those games that, unless there are a lot of free throws late in the fourth, 35 to 40 points will probably decide it. Fort Loramie played an overtime game recently against Anna. It wound up 38-33 in OT. Foul line extended right, jump shot, DJ Barhorst, around and out, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, long three, deep right corner. Missed on the play by Dane Reese. Loose ball rebound, Kloffenstein, 10-footer, bingo, he's got it. Carter Kloffenstein, a big hoop. Tigers up two, 21-19. Fort Loramie straight on, Heckman. Finds a teammate low on the left, fed to Burning on the arc. Right side of the floor, Barhorst. Good overplay by Jackson Center's Kloffenstein to cover him up. Here's Grillo, foul line extended left. Grillo has been off the floor extended minutes. He's out there now. He's got the ball, foul line extended left, starts to drive. Gives it out back to a teammate. Jump shot, Tanner Heckman, long one, three-pointer, short. Weak side rebound, Barhorst. He drives below the basket, comes out of the other side. Flips one up, missed it. Rebounding foul against Jackson Center. 4:52 to go here in the third. And that's the third foul on Preston Sayre. That hurts the Tigers' cause, that's for sure.
Well, besides the leading scorer, he also handles the basketball on the point.
Ball lobbed in from out of bounds to Dries in the paint. Jumps and shoots from 10, missed it short. That was makeable right in front of the rim. A short-armed it, Jackson Center snatched the rebound. 21-19, Tigers. Third quarter, we played 3.5 minutes, 4 points between the two clubs. Jackson Center attacks. It's T.J. Reese who's on the floor now. Gives it up right corner to Brendan Sayre. Half back to Stengel. Ian Stengel hangs on. Feeds right corner. It is Kloffenstein. Half back on the arc. The teammate Brendan Sayre, Jackson Center, patiently working, trying to find an opening to take it to the rim. One too many passes. It rolls away from the Tigers. Loose ball picked up Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. DJ Barhorst in the lane. Missed it, no good. Weak side rebound. Heckman up and in. He's been dynamite on the glass.
They got three offensive rebounds here in the third quarter.
Tied up at 21. Barhorst couldn't convert. Heckman was Johnny on the spot. He cleaned it up. We're tied at 21. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Jackson Center working long and hard. Ball thrown into the lane. Awkward shot by the Tigers. Reese is no good, but he did draw contact. Knew he would, and he shoots two for his effort. Reese at the line for the Tigers. 4 points on the night. Tied up at 21. 3:26 left in the third. Free throw by Reese. Swish. 22-21. Jackson Center. Grillo on the floor for Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Second foul shot by Reese is perfect. Tigers lead by two, 23-21. Biggest separation all night, 4 points.
And they've got a 6-0 advantage at the free throw line right now. There's a difference in the game.
That's a big edge in a low-scoring tilt like this one. You can outpoint the other club by half dozen at the free throw line. Here's Burning giving it up to Grillo, who tries to force his way into the lane. Tough off-balance shot. Off to the right, no good. Fine defense, Jackson Center, which gets the loose ball rebound. Up two, 3 minutes left in the third. 23-21, Tigers dribbling. Brendan Sayre into the lane, didn't shoot. Fed it out back to Stengel. Stengel on the bounce. Starts a drive, right side of the lane. Pivots in the paint against Burning. Then flips to Kloffenstein straight away. To Sayre, 25 feet out on the left. Here's Stengel catching top of the key, passed up a shot. Gave it on the play to Kloffenstein. Top of the circle, T.J. Reese, 6'2 sophomore. Gave it up, got it back. Ball thrown to the middle to Kloffenstein, and Fort Loramie's on his shoulder.
Yeah, instead of putting a hand around, he tried to go straight through him. That's a good call.
2:26 to go here in the third. It was 19-17 at the halftime break. It's a 4-4 stalemate here in the third quarter. Jackson Center inbounding left of the rim. Ball pitched out back to Stengel. Deep left corner three by Brendan Sayre. Way short. Rebound gobbled up by Burning of Fort Loramie. Chest pass up the floor to Tanner Allerman. He scoots toward the rim, stops, spins, fades from 12, missed it. Oh, a good offensive rebound by Tanner Heckman. He snarfed that one up off the floor, Chuck.
He's got all 6 points here in the third quarter for the Redskins.
Dynamite performance by the sophomore Tanner Heckman, tied at 23. With the basketball is Jackson Center Stengel. Goes baseline left to a teammate in Titus Kloffenstein, and he puts it up and in over the hands of Barhorst. 25-23 in favor of the Tigers. Minute 30 to go here in the third. Swinging right side of the floor, Barhorst straight away Burning. High left, it's fed to Eilerman. Back to Landon Dreese on the weave to Burning. All this action taking place on the arc. Barhorst nearly guns one up from long distance. Feeds Tanner Heckman. There is Burning shooting. A line drive jumper. 3-point land. Left flank. Short, no good. Long rebound kicked out to Fort Loramie. And a drive into the lane to Landon Dreese. He made a nice runner. He got the offensive rebound. Second shot attempt by the Redskins goes down, and we're tied at 25 with 50 seconds to go here in the third. We've got Jackson Center in the half court getting the ball pried away. It's loose of the deck, and Tiger gets to it. And then he scoots on his keister a few feet, and that's called traveling, and that's a tough one to take for the Tigers.
That is a tough one, but... We got 48 seconds to go, third quarter, and Loramie trying to get a lead.
Jackson Center has been on top most of the time in this game. Once before at 19-15. That was late in the second. 38 seconds to go here in the third. 25-25 deadlock. Straight on for Fort Loramie. It's Burning. Burning picked up by Stengel, and Stengel hooked him.
Why would you do that right in front of the official?
I'm not sure. It is the third on the Tigers in the quarter. Jackson Center would have to commit two more in order for Fort Loramie to shoot. Fort Loramie inbounds in front of the Redskins bench. Head coach Mitch Westerheide calls out a play. Gives it to Burning down the left side. High right to Dreese with 20 to go in the third. Now Barhorst starts a drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Hands behind him to Burning. Far left wing, Tanner Eilerman. 10 to go here in the third quarter. They clear out for Eilerman. Spin move in the lane. Jumping, shooting a one-hander. Hits the rim twice. No good. Comes off with two to go. And that's how the third quarter finishes. Nothing decided. 25-25. 11 of the last 21 games, or I should say 10 of the last 21 between these two, have been two possession contests. Probably no different tonight. 25-25, all even. It's level as we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo. Talk to Dr. Katie Bargy at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. She is a physical therapist, and she and the staff at Restore enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals. At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized. We provide direct one-on-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes. The treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, and individualized strengthening and balance and agility training at Restore Physical Therapy. As Fort Laramie, Chuck comes out and scores the first field goal of the fourth quarter.
Well, they ran a play for Tanner Heckman. He's having a heck of a half. He's got 10 or 12 for the game, 8.5.
Heckman with a heck of a game. We played 50 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie's edged on top, 27-25. Jackson Center possessing the ball to our left. It is Clark deep in the left corner. Pitches a pass to the top of the circle. And Fort Laramie grabs the wrist of the thrower. 7:03 to go in the fourth. 2-point lead, Fort Laramie. Hey, don't forget, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a doctor's referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you. You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being. Well, will Brendan Sayre get on track? He just launched in a long three for Jackson Center. And the Tigers inch on top by a point, 28-27.
That was his first points of the evening.
Yep. His first field goal of the night. Shake and bake move, right flank before Laramie. Burning started a drive, pulled up, didn't let it go. Gave it to Heckman. Heckman dribbling into the paint area. Too much bouncing on the hardwood. And Jackson Center steals. 6:10 remaining here in the fourth quarter, 28-27 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers attack to her left. It's Preston Sayre, top of the circle to Fark. Fark double dribbles. He wanted to pass the ball after having stopped his dribble. No one open. And then he started to put it on the floor again. Did, in fact, knew it was a mistake.
Yep.
Redskins possession. 5:50 remaining, 28-27, Jackson Center. Here's DJ Barhorst, head of the key, gets a screen. Ball left behind Barhorst to a teammate. It is Tanner Eilerman. His line drive three-pointer short. Rebound down to the Tigers. 28-27, Jackson Center, but one. 5:31 to go here in the fourth. On the bounce, Jackson Center, left flank to Fark. Clark picked up by Burning. On top to another three-point shooter for Jackson Center. Look out. Brendan Sayre warming up. Bombs away. Long distance. He nailed it. He had a lot of freedom. He was in his comfort zone. Nobody around. Two in a row from trifecta land for Brendan Sayre. And the Tigers lead by four. Fort Loramie counters with a long three by D.J. Barhorst. It is no good, but there's a strong offensive rebound and a stick back by Tanner Eilerman. Big field goal. Good possession, Fort Loramie. Redskins have been sharp on the offensive glass. It's paid off. The lead for Jackson Center is two again. 4:37 left. Fark, head of the key. Spins it in the paint area for Jackson Center. He got crowded and lost the ball. And here's a drive down the floor by Fort Loramie. Beautifully done. Nice play. Landon Dreese around a Tiger player. Kissed it in off the window. And a foul against the Tigers. Basket's good. The four-point lead for Jackson Center, Chuck, wiped out in a heartbeat.
A yeah, four-point lead in this game seems like a pretty sizable lead, doesn't it?
Yeah. But Fort Loramie to the rescue real quick-like. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way for Landon Dreese. And he makes it to give the Redskins a one-point lead. 32-31 after trailing 31-27 a minute ago. Jackson centers. Kloffenstein has the ball in the arc to Stengel. Cross-court on the play to teammate Kloffenstein. Out back to Brendan Sayre. Right wing Stengel. Jump shooter from the right flank. Behind the arc is Preston Sayre. He hits it. Big field goal by Preston Sayre. That was a three-pointer to give the Tigers a two-point lead. Brendan Sayre and Preston Sayre have combined on three straight triples for the Tigers. Dribbling is Burning. Elbow on the right for Fort Loramie. Uh-oh, Jackson Center sneaked in from behind to flick it away. Jackson Center up two with 3.5 to go in the game. Down the left side it goes on the play to Dane Reese for Jackson Center. Top of the circle, Brendan Sayre. 3:18 to go here in the fourth. Stengel dribbles, baseline right. Gets within 10 from the rim, doesn't shoot. Ball bounced into the left corner to Reese. Odd pass for the Tigers. Reese does corral it. Oh, it's getting late. 3:04 to go. 34-32, Jackson Center. Team fouls, one each club here in the fourth. Jackson Center goes back door, and it works. Preston Sayre to Kloffenstein for a big field goal. 36-32, Tigers.
The old head nod.
Time out called by Fort Loramie. Four-point lead, Jackson Center. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Oh, so many thanks on Scores Broadcast to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. They are proud sponsors. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Here is Fort Loramie down four. After the timeout, the ball thrown to the post. Here's a 10-foot spin-around shot by Landon Dreese. Tipped on the play by Jackson Center, which gets the loose ball. Tigers hustle down the floor, 3-on-2. Head coach Aaron Gloffenstein wanted a timeout, but then the Tigers gained control of the offense, got the ball on the arc, and they worked the clock with 2:14 to go ahead before. Preston Sayre, 20 feet out, gives it up to Stengel. Stengel outside the arc, near side. Now to Preston Sayre, 5 feet from midcourt. Now to Stengel, back to Preston Sayre. Foul situation, one each team. Here's a baseline drive at Jackson Center. Ooh, out of control is Brendan Sayre. Threw it right to a Redskin. Quickly forked Lorme down the floor. A long three is way short. The Redskin shooter thought it might have been tipped. Barhorst let it fly from 25 feet. And the rebound below the basket, as the club's jockey for it, is out of bounds off Fort Loramie last. And the Tigers get it, throwing to midcourt, a minute 40 to go. Jackson Center up four.
Barhorst is a good shooter, so I don't think he missed it that badly. I think he did get hit on the arm.
You're right, Chuck. I thought so, too. Jackson Center throws it to Brendan Sayre down the left side, and Jackson Center gets a timeout with a minute 24 to go, leading before 36-32 Tigers, as we've gone scoreless here for the last so many seconds, as each team has had empty possessions, a couple tries by both clubs, and we're stuck at 36-32, just like this game was set to happen from the start, Chuck. We thought 35-40 would win it.
Yep.
And we're right on target for that. As we were saying a moment ago, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, four generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. 84 seconds to go in this game. Jackson Center clings to a four-point lead, 36-32. That, by the way, has been the biggest spread all night. Jackson Center's had three or four four-point cushions. Tigers enter it into backcourt here. Ahead before, a minute 18 to go. Here is Dane Reese, 30 feet away on the left. Long lob underneath the Stengel. Stengel caught it. He was open, leaped in the air, snatched it, might have been below the rim, thought he had an open man in the left corner, dealt the ball that direction, out of bounds it went.
Well, you can't blame him, because the guy in the corner should have stayed in the corner. That was the offense. He knew where he was supposed to be, caught it, threw it, and turnover.
Yep, well said. Hey, we're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster, contracting with organizations and marketing these supplies in very large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years. A minute to go in the game. Fort Loramie gets an open drive right down the pike to the rim. It's good, but Tanner Heckman, who's had a fine game tonight. Sophomores played extremely well. Here's Fort Loramie pressing in backcourt, and a reach-in foul is called against Fort Loramie. Jackson Center gets a break. Redskins nearly had the theft.
And that was a layup.
Yes. 36-34, Jackson Center, 52 seconds to go. Tigers in backcourt. Seven players in backcourt. Jackson Center hurls the pass 50 feet down the floor. Picked off by Heckman. Heckman up ahead, gives it to Burning. Head coach Mitch Westerheide up on his feet, signaling a play. 33, 32, 31 to go. 36-34, Jackson Center. Foul line extended right. It's Tanner Heckman, and the Redskins get a timeout. Misused by the Tigers here late. giving Fort Loramie a chance to tie or win as we head down the stretch. Two-point game. Jackson Center in front, 28.7 remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here we go. Final 28.7. Fort Loramie trails Jackson Center by two here at the Redskins gym. Redskins can win it with a three. Get it tied with 2 points. 20 seconds left. Foul line extended right. Back to the basket. It's Dries to Burning. Feeds a teammate down the lane. Running, shooting. Backboard, rim. Missed by Dries. Tough bounce off the iron. Rebounding foul against Fort Loramie. Going for the loose ball. It's Common. Jackson Center will throw in. 12.1 left. That tying shot by Fort Loramie. Chuck, backboard rim, bounced
the
around
rim four times
and came off. Just did not have the shooter's luck. Jackson Center inbounds, 90 feet away. Here's the double team of Fort Loramie. Eight left. Ball thrown to midcourt. Caught on the play by Klopfenstein. To Stengel. Stengel goes below the rim, circles the wagons, comes back out. And he wastes away the final 3 seconds, and that's it. Yep, Jackson Center was nearly caught in backcourt. And Fort Loramie almost had a 5-second count. But Jackson Center managed to hurl the ball to the center line, find the open man, and the Tigers survive and nip Fort Loramie but two. 36-34 game went just about like we predicted. And in the last 22 meetings between these two clubs, 11, exactly one half of them, have gone down to two possessions. Tonight's game, a single possession. Jackson Center 36, Fort Loramie 34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It went down to the final possession, like it usually does. 50% of the games between these two clubs over the last 10 years, they count on it. Team with the ball last is either defending a two-point lead or scoring a basket to win by two. And here tonight, Fort Loramie couldn't convert in the last 15 seconds, and Jackson Center was able to get the ball out of hot water in the backcourt, get it over the timeline, and dribble away the final few seconds and win by the skin of their teeth. The Tigers 36, the Redskins 34.
Well, I think if these two teams played for another hour, it would be a two-point game either way. That's how close they are.
Oh, yeah. And play another four quarters, and you've probably got a 65-all tie. Let's take a look at the scoring here, Chuck, brought to you by Sauer mugs, which will also promote our stars of this game. Sauer mugs in West Milton. Sauer mugs, wings and barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Chuck.
19-16 rebounding advantage for Jackson tonight. Lormie had a 6-5 offensive rebounding advantage. I thought their big kids played pretty well tonight for Lormie. They turned the ball only 8 times. Twice in the they had 6 turnovers at halftime, 8 for the game. They only turned it twice in the second half. Jackson turned it 14 times. 6-for-6 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Lormie only went once and made it. So 100% free throw shooting tonight by both teams. Individual scoring for Jackson, they were led by Carter Kloppenstein with 13. Then they got 6 each from Dane Reese and Brendan Sayre. Preston had 5. They got 3 each from Fark and Stengel. And my Sauer Mugs player of the game, Carter Kloppenstein for the Tigers. On the other side, Tanner Heckman had 12, 8 for Landon Dries. They got 6 from Barhorst and 6 from Eilerman, 2 from Burning. They scored 34 for the game, and my player of the game is Tanner Heckman.
Tell you what, Chuck, what really propelled Jackson Center to the win, the 3 big fourth quarter triples, 2 by Brendan Sayre, 1 by Preston. Those 9 points in a fairly short span enabled Jackson Center to get out to a 4-point cushion, and they were able to cling to an edge right down to the final buzzer to win by 2.
Yep, it was a good game. It came down, and I mean, it was going to come down to a shot. These teams are very evenly matched.
Sauer Mugs in West Milton, Sauer Mugs in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall, underwriting this segment of our broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sauer Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sauer Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sauer Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sauer Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sauer Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sauer Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sauer Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sauer Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, back here at Fort Loramie High School, you're going to write this one off tonight. It was a 36-34 win by the Jackson Center Tigers on the road. Good game, came down, there was no, it was 2 points, tied, and then 2 points at the end. Each quarter break was a two-pointer. So for Jack Kramer, I'm Chuck McBee signing off. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you Friday night from, I think, he told me, I don't remember, 6:30 Friday night.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at Osgood.
Thank you.